Romans form a republic. After removing the last Etruscan king, the Romans vowed never again to put so much trust in kings. They wanted a government that did not rely on one ruler. Over the next several centuries, Rome expanded its territory and found ways to govern that better represented the will of its citizens. By 264 BC, the Romans had gained control of the entire Italian peninsula, the area that makes up present-day Italy, and had firmly established a new form of government, a republic. In a republic, citizens who have the right to vote select their leaders. The leaders rule in the name of the people. The Roman Senate. In the Roman Republic, the most powerful part of the government was the Senate. The Senate mirrors our own legislative branch of government, the branch that proposes and votes on new laws. At first, the Senate was made up only of 300 upper-class men called patricians. A patrician was a member of a wealthy family in the ancient Roman Republic. Ordinary citizens were known as plebeians. In the early Republic, plebeians could not hold office or be senators. The Roman consuls. Two chief officials called consuls led the government. The consuls, like our U.S. president, were the chief executives of the government. They were responsible for enforcing the Republic's laws and policies. The consuls were elected by the assembly of citizens. Before 367 B.C., plebeians could not be consuls. The Senate advised the consuls on foreign affairs, laws, and finances, among other things. Consuls ruled for 1 year only. They almost always did what the Senate wanted them to do. Power was divided equally between the consuls. Both had to agree before the government could take any action. If only one consul said veto, I forbid, the matter was dropped. A veto is the rejection of any planned action by a person in power. Today, we use veto to mean the rejection of a proposed law by the President of the United States. Other important officials. The Romans knew that their government might not work if the two consuls disagreed. For this reason, Roman law held that a dictator could be appointed to handle an emergency. In the Roman Republic, a dictator was a Roman official who had all the powers of a king, but could hold office for only 6 months. Praetors were other important officials. At first, they functioned as junior consuls, but later they served as judges in civil law trials, trials that settled disputes about money, business matters, contracts, and so on. Thus, the praetors helped to develop some of the first rules for Roman courts of law. Patricians versus plebeians. The expansion of Rome's influence throughout Italy caused growing troubles between patricians and plebeians. Patricians and plebeians had different attitudes and interests. Patricians thought of themselves as leaders. They fought hard to keep control of the government. Plebeians believed that they had a right to be respected and treated fairly. Plebeians did not trust the actions of the patrician Senate. They believed that the Senate was often unfair to the plebeians. Therefore, plebeians formed their own groups to protect their interests. Many patricians grew wealthy because of Rome's conquests. They took riches from those they had defeated in war. Then they bought land from small farmers and created huge farms for themselves. Plebeians did not work on these farms. Rather, the work was done by slaves brought back from conquests. Many plebeian farmers found themselves without work. The cities, especially Rome, were filled with jobless plebeians. Eventually, angry plebeians refused to fight in the Roman army. It was then that the patricians gave in to one of the main demands of the plebeians. This demand was for a written code of laws which was called the Laws of the 12 Tables. The 12 Tables applied equally to all citizens. They were hung in marketplaces so that everyone could know what the laws were. Despite this victory, the plebeians never managed to gain power equal to that of the patricians. Master of the Mediterranean. While patricians and plebeians fought for power in Rome, Roman armies were conquering new territories. Roman armies invaded territories controlled by Carthage, a North African city in what is now the country of Tunisia. The Romans drove Carthage from Spain and seized control there in 201 BC. By 146 BC, after a long series of bloody wars, the Romans had completely destroyed Carthage and its empire. Other Roman armies finished the job of conquering Greece in that same year. Then the Romans turned their attention to the land of Gaul, most of which is present-day France. Reading check. What complaints did the plebeians have against the patricians?